A judge in Idaho this summer overturned a law that made it illegal to take undercover video on farms and ranches, saying it was an unconstitutional attack on free speech. It was the first federal challenge to a so-called ag gag law. As Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports, the Idaho case could have ramifications across the Midwest.
When news of the Idaho judge's decision came to Matthew Dominguez, a lobbyist with the Humane Society of the United States, he says he felt vindicated.
It has been a shot in the arm.
Dominguez travels across the country attempting to convince lawmakers not to pass an ag gag bill. He says in the last decade, they've proliferated in states like Missouri, Iowa, and Utah.
We've seen ag gag bills be introduced in states across the country from your most red states to your most blue states.
Ag gag is the colloquial umbrella term for a few different types of laws. They're crafted to curb undercover investigations by making certain acts illegal, like lying to an employer to gain access to a farm, or secretly recording an operation without the owner's permission. Dominguez says with the Idaho law struck down, the others across the country could be in jeopardy.
The groups that were involved with challenging this in Idaho are going to look to the courts to nullify and to strike down the existing ag gag laws.
That means a whole new slew of lawsuits could pop up. Utah's law is already being litigated. But the groups that push for this kind of legislation maintain that the legality of undercover recording isn't so clear-cut. Bob Narabout is with the Idaho Dairymen's Association, which helped draft that state's law.
Legislation was designed and crafted to try and protect First Amendment rights while also trying to provide some personal property protection.
Imagine driving down a country road, Narabout says. You park the car on the public street right next to a large farm.
I have every right to sit here and film and document what's going on. When I'm on private property, just like if I was at your house, then there's some restrictions.
We all take for granted that the right to record for radio or TV is some speech-type activity, but the Supreme Court has never had the occasion to say that.
That's Justin Marceau, a law professor at the University of Denver and the lead attorney for the animal rights groups who challenged the Idaho law. He says ag gag brings up thorny constitutional issues, some that could eventually find their way in front of the Supreme Court, like whether lying or video recording is protected speech. Meanwhile, he says, ag gag laws sit on the books of six other states.
The investigations have shifted to states that don't have these laws, and that's kind of the purpose, right? I mean, if you pass a law in Idaho, you hope that the investigations will happen in Colorado and hurt their businesses instead of Idaho.
The video you are about to see was shot by a Mercy for Animals investigator at Cactus Acres, a Dairy Farmers of America cooperative farm in Colorado.
This is audio from a viral undercover video released earlier this year.
Workers viciously kick and punch cows, stab them with screwdrivers, and violently beat animals with poles and other objects.
After this video was released on the website gotmisery.com and racked up thousands of views, the owners underwent audits and were put on suspension by the cheese company they supply milk to, though they weren't charged with a crime. If it had been recorded in, say, Iowa, the activist who shot it could face jail time.
Every single year, I think it's going to get worse.
Matthew Dominguez from the Humane Society says now with legal precedent on his side, it'll be easier to convince lawmakers not to pass ag gag laws.
And after the ruling in Idaho, namely striking down the laws unconstitutional, I'm actually hopeful that the industry has learned their lesson.
But ag gag laws are evolving. Some states put time limits on reporting animal abuse, and others impose civil penalties on some whistleblowing activities. In the last few years, more than 30 ag gag bills have popped up in state legislatures across the country. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.